I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on June 19th, 2020. The last few days have seen growing community concern about the behavior of the BountySource platform. The website aims to provide a crowdsourced funding mechanism for FOSS projects and allows users to pledge bounty payments for the development of new features. BountySource shocked many in the community earlier in the week with the change to its terms of service, which would have led to bounty payments that hadn't been claimed in a set period being retained by itself rather than going towards helping fund open source development. After a public outcry, BountySource decided to withdraw its revised terms of service, but the events have left some in the community, such as the XFCE project, wondering if they should continue using the service. Version 3 of the Apache Spark Analytics platform has been released. The update lands in the 10th year of development for the project and just over 6 years on from Spark's first stable release. Highlights of the new version include better ANSI SQL compatibility and documentation, adaptive query execution and dynamic partition pruning, as well as improved support for both Python and R programming interfaces and execution. The Krita project has released an updated version of its popular open-source painting application. Version 4.3 of the cross-platform app brings new brush presets to better mimic working with watercolors, along with a new magnetic selection tool and high-pass and palletize filters. The release also sees some changes to Krita's user interface, with improved layout and window handling and the addition of a tool for easily toggling between different editing snapshot states. We like to highlight community surveys on the show to help them get as much visibility as possible, so here's a brief mention of three projects that are currently looking for feedback. The Eclipse Foundation is keen to hear from IoT and edge computing developers in its annual survey, but you'll have to be quick with this one as submissions close next week. At the other end of the computing scale, the Open Mainframe Project is currently looking for input on what development activities to target in the second half of the year, and is asking users of open source COS technologies for their thoughts. And finally, the Linux Foundation's Core Infrastructure Initiative has teamed up with the Laboratory for Innovative Science at Harvard to undertake a survey that's open to anyone that's ever developed free and open source software. The organizations hope that the survey, which is accepting submissions until early August, might help identify how best to improve the security and sustainability of the open source code that now underpins our global technology infrastructure. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/168. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.